We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Loser.
Hey, Coach, slow down. I know you haven't been here for 2 weeks, Coach, but you jumped high on that
one. Can you turn down my headphones, though?
Hey, you jump fast on that Sore Loser.
Man, guys, it's been a while. It's been a hot minute. I haven't been able to do the intro.
Good to have you back, Coach.
Is that better?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm a little loud, too, Coach.
It's still a little loud, but whenever you guys call me on the phone, I don't ever do the intro, so I haven't done the intro in what? 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, Coach. You had a baby and everything.
I had a baby.
Are you still hurting a little bit? Are you walking normal?
I'm walking normal. I'm starting to exercise. I'm feeling good. My body's healing up well. I went and got a massage last week.
And did your wife get one too?
No.
Jeez, Louie.
Because of the birth, he gets
this
the massage.
Dude, it's been hard being a dad.
Well,
she did nothing.
She's not healed up enough, I think, to get a massage yet.
Oh, okay.
I'll send her to get a massage whenever she's healed up, but okay. I still think she's not all there.
My bad, Coach. Introduce yourself.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Yeah, okay. We had to. Hey. What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. The music bed ran out. Sorry about that. I am an alpha male, and I shotgun White Claws. If you guys do the same, hashtag it, Sore Loser Shotgun. We had a 21-year-old, and I believe it's the same guy we mentioned on the show.
So great.
He ran a route, caught the White Claw, hit it on the fence, and then pounded it.
I saw that.
It might be
his birthday, right?
Yeah, it's his 21st birthday. He got a Sore Loser shirt.
Love it.
For his 21st birthday. So then he wanted to do a shotgun in style. So one, I don't know who it is, but is throwing the beer over the house.
Yeah, he gets no credit, right, on the thing? Like,
it was incredible.
Show the dude.
Throws the beer over the house, and he grabs it, and I guess he has something on his collar. I couldn't really see, and he punctures a hole, and the beer just shoots right in his face.
Oh, that was the
blooper. That was the bloopers. So then he did a route, and then he pounded it on the fence. Boom.
Funny.
It was awesome.
Coach, where do you get shirts?
ShopSoreLosers.com.
All right.
Yeah.
My kids really like that shirt. They're always just like, that's crazy. That's you, Lunchbox and Ray on that shirt. Like, yeah, I guess it's pretty cool. I mean, think about it. If your dad came home from work and he's got a shirt with his face and his buddies on there, like, that's pretty cool.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It is kind of weird that someone can buy our face. Like, mm-hmm. That is so neat. How are those sales going?
I don't know. I have no idea.
The factory closes.
But, hey, I want to give a shout-out. We had a team. They signed up for the spike ball tournament in Waco, and they were the Sore Losers, and they came in fourth place.
Whoa. Coach. Did they ask anybody about using the name?
No, they did not.
Hey, if they tell us, maybe we would sponsor their...
Well, I don't want to sponsor them.
Coach, what does it cost? $100 for them to enter their team?
So you're going to pay their $100 entry fee?
Three ways, Coach.
Just
that'd
get their
be great.
Venmo. Eddie, send it to them.
Yeah, why would we?
If they win the championship, it's an investment. We get the trophy.
They don't get any money for winning the tournament.
Then maybe they get the trophy.
Who
gets the trophy when the team wins the Super Bowl?
The
owner.
That's a typical Sore Loser's idea, though. We come up with a business idea that loses $100.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no way to get our money back.
Guys.
They were already going to name themselves the Sore Losers, but then we're like, oh, wait, let us pay for you. Like, that makes no damn sense.
We're like the people that fund Ricky Fowler and Rory McIlroy and Tiger. Like, we sponsor a team, and if they win, we get some
kickback.
You don't
want to fund Rory and Tiger right now. Rory looks like crap, and
Rory's an overwhelming favorite to win the Players.
But how amazing is it for some of these golfers, really, like, just not make the cut, play like complete trash, and then just get on a private jet and still have their sponsor the next day? Like, how crazy is that?
Well,
like, there are some players like Rory that cannot win in 2 years and will still be fine.
You're looking at the very few, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
The most of them.
I'm not talking about Lahira Lahani.
Hey, so some of those fools lost their deals yesterday?
Yeah. No. Every tournament, there are at least 5 to 10 people that probably won't be in the next tournament because they're out. They're gone.
They lose money going to every tournament, so that it's really key for them to make the cut.
But you have Jordan Spieth, who's been sucking
for
like... No,
did he even
like,
play in it?
No. Not this one. But I'm saying he continues to suck, but he will be fine for the next few years. Doesn't have to worry about it.
He doesn't have to win anything for the rest of his career.
Nah,
he'll be fine.
I don't know about that.
No, he's made so much money already.
I thought you meant like he can stay on the tour.
Well, yeah.
I don't think so.
No. He'd have to get his tour card. I mean, look at, but he, what, has he won a major?
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, no, he's won a major before.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying in the last David Duval hasn't won, he won a major, so he still gets to play in the like he's
in
still
in the majors, yes.
So
he gets invited.
I mean, that's
back.
What I'm saying. So Jordan Spieth is okay for the rest of his career or however long that is. It's like a this time you get a 20-year exemption. I don't know exactly, but you get to play in certain majors for a certain amount of time if you win it. So Jordan Spieth's fine. Guys, before we get started, we got to play the game America loves. It's called
Would You Rather?
What the?
We've been doing.
I know. What'd you do last night? My mom told me.
Yeah. Your mom's been listening?
Yeah, she's been listening.
I love your mom.
She goes, stop.
What?
She goes, did you hear him do What'd You Do Last Night? And I was like, no, I missed it.
You're all sore about it.
I don't care what they did last night.
I'm too busy having a baby.
Yes.
What did I do last night? I pooped out a baby.
What did I do last night? I tried to feed my baby with my nipples. Didn't work.
So, we have already had teams punch their ticket to the big dance already.
I saw that. Belmont is going.
Belmont on the back door layup. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Liberty is in. I mean, Bradley's going back for the back-to-back years for the first time since the 50s.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Drake is going back.
Oh, you're involved in it now, Eddie.
Stetson.
Remember somebody last week that said, oh, do you guys know March Madness has already started with the tournaments? And you go, what? No, it's not. It doesn't start already. The Mountain West is well underway.
Oh, and Utah State is going to the tournament. They punched their tickets.
Coach, it was literally last week around Wednesday these games started, and they're going to continue on up until March Madness next weekend.
I'm confused, though. Like, so where you have, like, San Diego State, who's lost only one game. I think they lost two now?
Now they lost because they lost to Utah State.
They'll get in?
They'll get an at-large bid. They don't have an automatic bid. They're at-large.
Oh, they're a bubble team.
Well, they're not a bubble team.
I don't understand it because you throw words out and then Sports Genius is throwing
words
out.
Here's the words you need to know for March
Madness.
Bubble. The bracket. The big dance, bubble,
first, Sweet 16,
first four in,
Elite Eight,
last four,
final
out.
Four.
I can't keep track anymore. I don't even know what you guys are saying.
And Isabuke.
Now, my question is,
yeah,
would you rather make the big dance and lose in the first round or play in the NIT and win the whole thing?
No. It's all about the big dance.
Yes.
March Madness isn't about NIT. I mean, does
What's
anyone...
crazy is the NIT used to be the big tournament.
Yeah, NIT stands for not... Interested.
Yeah. Coach.
That's pretty good. That's actually pretty good.
Coach, that's really good.
I didn't
good.
Emphasize wait, as wait. Well as I wanted to.
Did you come up with that?
Not interested.
Did you come up with that?
I'm telling you, in the moment, I can come up with crazy
that
stuff.
That is genius.
That's really good.
We have to tweet that and then watch the rest of the sports world run with it.
Yeah.
No, Coach, it's about March Madness. Is about the NCAA tournament. I mean, it's about the big dance.
So you'd rather be a 16 seed and get blown out than go to the NIT and
win it? Yes, yes. Because those little teams, they get national exposure when they play the big tournament. The other not interested tournament, they get nothing from that. No one watches it.
The only thing we have is SEC tournament in Nashville. I don't think we get any dance games.
I don't think so.
No.
We did that one year and it was sweet. We dressed up in Florida State, Nevada, Texas. Woo!
To me, it's all about the big dance.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the 16 seed that gets blown out because you get to play in the tournament that everybody talks about, that you've been talking about since you were a kid, and you'll be able to tell your kids, I was one of those 68 teams.
And you get to play a number one seed. Like, that's pretty
incredible.
Cool, too. You get to play a Duke. You get to play
then,
a big...
Or if you're, like, we've had one 16 win when they beat Virginia.
Anybody can beat Virginia. They only put up 45 points. If you make a couple threes, you're good.
But if you're one of those teams that's like a 11 seed, you really think, oh my gosh, we could be one that team that pulls the upset this year. When you're a 16 seed, you realistically don't think that. In my mind, you're thinking, okay, it's going to be cool to be there. We'll hang with them for the first 10 minutes, then we'll get blown out.
But remember when Evansville beat Kentucky?
They beat Kentucky. And guess what? I believe later on during this season, Evansville fired their coach.
Yeah, yeah. That dude that played in Kentucky.
And here's another thing. Stephen F. Austin beat Duke. You don't guys remember that? They went to Duke and beat Duke. So
I remember that. I won money on that.
I want Stephen F. Austin in the tournament no matter what.
Jackson.
You can't do that. One big game. Then put Evansville in there.
No. Look at Stephen F. Austin's record, though. I think they have an actual decent record. So if they don't win their conference tournament.
I'm a Bearcat, thick and thin, dude.
I don't care what
that's
you
our
are.
Rival. That's our rival.
Okay. I just want to know Stephen F. Austin's record, because if they have a winning record, if they're 21-12 and they don't win their conference tournament, by beating Duke, they should be in. No matter what, don't give me the eighth team from the SEC or the sixth team from the Big Ten. I want Stephen F. Austin because they went on the road and beat someone. I love March Madness.
Thank God Michigan State, they could have been the first number one preseason ranking to never make the Big Dance in the history of the world.
28-3.
They're what? Winning.
28-3.
Exactly. If they don't win their conference tournament, they have to be in. They get an at-large bid. I don't care.
Wow. I didn't realize they were that good. I haven't seen one game this year.
But you probably bet on one.
I guess that one, the Duke one. Yeah, but I always think those are fluke games, which they are fluke games.
Correct. Because they usually, what's crazy is the little guy doesn't usually beat the big dog in the regular season. It's something about the tournament.
Madness.
And a lot of them don't play. They don't play. They don't schedule the ones that can beat them in the regular season. They usually play a cupcake.
Coach, this year, just watching college basketball and betting a lot of games, there have been a lot more upsets than you think. Close games that shouldn't be close like that. Yes. I can't tell you.
Who? You can't tell me because what you're thinking of is two ACC teams.
No.
Like Wake Forest, who's under 500 beating Duke. Okay, because they're in the ACC, it doesn't count. I am talking the little
Jacks and Duke might have been the only one.
Evansville and Kentucky. Those two are pretty much it.
Coach, you just go factually inaccurate and now sore losers corrections.
It's not
you are on
true.
Alert.
I've seen games where it's just been like, oh man, no namers beating the ranked team. And I'm not saying like a Duke, but like a ranked team, someone that's like, you know, I don't know, 12th or something or 13th, they lose to someone that's not.
They're not losing to Liberty or Little Sisters of the Poor. That's what I'm saying.
Sisters of the Poor?
Or the Redheaded Stepchilds. Like, they're not losing to
those. Is that a university? Where is that?
Yes, it's in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
So, that's what I mean.
Oh, you know what else is in Pennsylvania? The
Oh, yeah, they were there.
The XFL team.
Now,
I don't know. I'll try
now
to
it's time to announce our bracket. You guys have to decide right now.
I've already been talking about it before you guys even jumped on board. We got to have a bracket.
No. So this is it. We're going to allow 100 people in.
Oh, we're going to have about another
100
PO people.
So now, do you want to make the entry fee $25 or $50?
$50.
Eddie?
I go spend $23 at the gas station right now after work.
I like the smaller number.
Oh, put $1 on. I would have bet $1.
So you say
$25.
$25. He says $1.
So we are see, this is what I'm saying.
Charleston Southern beats Missouri. Let's see if that'll ever happen.
Missouri blows.
Yeah, what is Missouri's what?
Fairfield beats Texas A&M. Texas A&M. Wait, what? I don't know. Yeah, Fairfield beats Texas A&M.
Of the 66
teams. Are you looking at women's or men?
Men.
Hey. When did they play them?
Hold on. I'm still looking.
Eddie.
Keep talking.
What year was that?
Oh, look at this. Coastal Carolina beats Utah. Stuff like
Utah sucks.
Utah did not suck.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Now they do, but earlier in the season when this happened,
dude,
they didn't.
It's not the Jazz. It's the Utes.
Yeah, it's not the Rick Majerus Utes either with Keith Van Horn.
Keith Van Horn.
I mean, come on.
Oh, dude.
Look at this. Stetson beats South Carolina.
South Carolina ain't even getting in the dance.
Yeah, I don't understand. Utah is 16-14. They're 1-10.
Because they were ranked. They were ranked early.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about teams that are about to fall off the ranking or right around 25. They're hovering towards being bounced out. That's maybe a team that loses to a crapper. There ain't no top 10 team outside of Duke that lost to a crapper.
I mean, okay.
So you want $25, you want 50.
$25.
Here's the thing. I love the 100 people enter. We're going to make 100 people really happy, but we're going to pee off about 700 people.
But that's the whole point.
Look, man.
Is it fun to do it? Do you just want to do a free one where no one gets in? Like, we just let everybody in?
Yeah, you won March Madness. You get free nut dollars.
That's what I'm saying.
When you have 100 people in a bracket, you're not going to win it. Like,
so we'll do the math. What if we do $50? How much can somebody win?
$5,000.
$5,000. What if we do $25? $2,500.
Yeah,
I was asking him because I knew he doesn't know math.
I don't. I'm terrible at it. But the thing is, Coach, like if you win $2,500, badass.
It's not going to be winner take all.
Of course,
this is where
not.
You want to break it down
the
again.
First 16 people get paid out.
No,
no, 50.
No, at first, here's the first thing.
If you come in 50th, you get $1.
When I was sitting at home, I thought about doing $100 to make it just out of control. Like
no,
bananas.
I can't do that because I'm just not going to win it.
For $10,000, and I had it all mapped out. Winner gets $5,500. Second place gets
$3,000. Let the people decide. This is America.
But here's the thing. We have to start getting people in because we are going to draw names on Thursday and Friday of this week.
That's still the SEC tournament. The teams ain't even all in.
Wait, that's good.
Idiot.
Who cares?
Idiot.
What?
We are drawing the names to know who's going to be in the bracket.
Yeah, okay. We don't need to know who what teams are in yet.
We better find that box with all the names in it.
No,
we don't have any.
Idiot. Idiot.
Hey, idiot.
We're going to have to take new names.
Hey, stupid head.
How do we find the new names? Is it a tweet?
Idiot.
Where we're going. You are going to hashtag.
Well, we don't have Christina to pick out all the names.
Idiot. We'll find someone.
We're going to have to hashtag Sore Losers
Shotgun.
Madness. Sore Losers Madness. Or you can email wearethesorelosers at gmail.com.
Okay.
That's it.
Or you can text Lunchbox at 210.
You're not listening. And you have to use the hashtag. I'm not going to go through the Twitter. And if it says, I want in, I don't care. If you don't use the hashtag, I can't find it. It's going to make it easy.
Coach, why don't they all text you? Some people don't check DMs and all that.
No. Why don't they text you?
My phone didn't work.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going to have 100 people in.
All right. And we're drawing them.
We're drawing Thursday and Friday. 50 Thursday, 50 Friday.
That's going to be a fascinating episode. We draw all 100 names.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, it's just like the fantasy football.
Ray and I have been used to these 20-minute episodes, man. It's been nice.
It's just like the fantasy football. People
Number
will be sitting
69.
On the edge of their seats. So you have to have your entry in. If you want in, you got to let us know by Thursday morning before the podcast. Because if we draw Thursday, we're not putting new names in the box for Friday. It's the names that are in the box.
You're going to be making about 400 pieces of little paper. Holy crap, that's an art project.
I don't know any other way to do it.
There's got to be a better way to do it.
Tell me.
Locks, tell us with an Excel spreadsheet something. There's no other way. I mean,
there's no other way but to do it.
The hashtag is the way to do it.
Yes, or email us because some people don't have Twitter, and so I can't.
It'll be an all-night science project.
It's
going to
be tough. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to do it. And so the it is on. Hashtag Sore Losers Madness, and we'll put up a poll. $25 or $50. Totally up to you guys. 100 people are getting in. There we go.
Wow, that is going to be a BA tournament. Eddie, are you in? Are we automatically
in? Of course we're in.
Yes, we're in.
How are you not going to play that?
Coach, I never know the rules. Is Pitts automatically in?
I don't know if Pitts does a bracket.
What happened last time? We said...
What?
Pitts do something?
No, he just forgot to put in a lineup in fantasy football one week.
Oh, no, he was only the worst fantasy player.
No, actually, he started coming on at the end of the season. He didn't finish in last place.
He came on to you?
No, he didn't come on to me.
He started coming on to me towards the end of football season.
What did he do to you, Coach?
You guys.
Does Pitts get an automatic bid?
I don't know if Pitts does a bracket.
What the?
Coach, can you imagine? He hits
my mom does a bracket.
Jayhawks up and down, all up and down. Like, yeah.
Every game he picks the Jayhawks.
I've always done it every year. I'm willing to lose the 50. Okay, brother.
I am nervous about I don't like Kansas being the number one overall seed going into the tournament.
Oh, they're a heavy number one. They're a 1-1.
Coach, they'll win it all. Don't worry.
Because the number one overall seed never wins the damn tournament.
Well, let me
never. That's never happened.
Is that factual?
Well, then don't be an
saying,
idiot.
If that's not factual, Sore Losers Corrections.
You guys are so locked up on that stupid ass Twitter. I'm not saying literally they've never won it, but more.
What Twitter?
The Sore Losers Corrections.
I love that dude. Whoever it is, that's a great account.
It could be a girl.
No, it sounds like Locks.
It's Locks again. Locks is dominating
it's
our.
It's the same type of tweeting that it's very familiar to Sore Losers Locks.
Well, text him.
I think he's got some time on his hands. Excel spreadsheet for one is a Twitter dedicated to our show too. I think he did Sore Losers correct.
So what did you? What were you asking me about? Possibly doing a March Madness show with like a basketball player.
Yeah. So they want us to go down to Jason Aldean's lunch too. I don't know why you're just talking to me about it.
Because you're the one that talked to me about it.
Steve talked to me about it.
No. Scuba talked to you guys about it.
No. Scuba talked to Ray about it.
Well, Scuba sent a text. Scuba sent a text during when I was out on paternity leave.
Uh-huh.
But then I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll get back to it
later. I don't think it was about this though.
No. Or maybe it was an email. Maybe it was right before I went on paternity leave, and I said, I don't know when I'm having the baby, so I can't commit to that.
We go to Aldean's bar downtown on Broadway. We interview just any athlete. They didn't say who. I'm guessing a Titan.
Wait,
or
what?
A Pred.
They're just going to send an athlete over?
An athlete's coming into Aldean's.
Oh, Pecorino.
We interview him for the podcast.
Who is the athlete?
Pecorino.
Who's getting the athlete?
Never told us a name.
Hey, it's a Nashville Predator.
It's probably
going to
be a Lipscomb basketball player.
I don't want basketball.
Sorry, Lipscomb. Hey, did you see Lipscomb get blown out?
Yeah, Lipscomb sucks this year. I went to 5 games this year. They were just bad.
Well, they were the 3 seed in their conference tournament.
I don't think you're thinking of them.
Pretty sure I was looking at them on TV.
They're not very good. But, hey, so we get a Predator. He's like, so how do you do basketball?
What is this, a Monster Madness?
Because they're Russian?
So when the basketball goes backwards, it's icing?
Is that guy offsides because he dunked it?
When do they start fighting?
Yes, are you bringing food? I will take a salmon.
Ooh, that looks
a Moscow Mule.
No. A whole salmon.
That looks like a roughing to me.
Yes.
That's a roughing.
4 vodkas over here, please.
It's noon.
Who are they sending? Tannehill?
Oh, no. Tannehill, they better get him quick. He's not here for long. Brady. He'll be hey, we land Brady. If Brady walks into our podcast, I'm not even going to sit in on it. I'm out.
I know. Before you start knocking all these theories, if Brady does come, coach.
Did you see what Brady said?
Something about Nashville?
Charlie Weiss does a podcast or a radio show. I don't know.
Cody Weiss.
Our friend. That's Random Kid Cody.
Oh, okay.
Charlie Weiss, who used to be the offensive coordinator in New England. Then he went on to Notre Dame, then he went to Kansas, and turns out he doesn't know how to coach football unless he's under Bill Belichick and asked Tom Brady.
Okay.
So Tom Brady texted him and said, all these rumors you're hearing, nobody knows anything. So whatever you're hearing, nobody knows anything.
Right.
But Giselle knows.
Which means there is something.
No, there could be. No, people are just saying stuff, and Tom Brady's saying, nobody has a damn clue what I'm
going
to do.
Right. But no one has a damn clue, but something's happening.
Yeah, he's either going to sign in New England or he'll sign somewhere else.
Yeah, and that somewhere else could be Nashville.
I'm pulling up the odds.
Well, yes, so coach, it could be anywhere.
Right. But what I'm saying, coach.
Tom Brady, next team. Who's the favorite?
The Patriots. No
Who's
crap.
Who's the second favorite?
The Titans.
San Diego.
The Titans.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of Vrabel.
San Diego's 4.
Okay, so
and
listen.
And John Robinson, the GM comes from that. Whole New England
Listen
tree.
To my point.
Okay, go for it.
If we he becomes Steelers. A Titan, guys, that's automatic. This is that becomes a local athlete.
No.
We have access
no,
to
we don't.
Local athletes.
No, we don't.
Tom Brady could be a sore loser's daily.
Question: What local athlete have we interviewed?
Well, we haven't tried.
Okay, so we have so much access to these local athletes.
Yeah, coach, they're our neighbors, coach.
We got a gymnast one time.
Yeah,
we did.
They're our neighbors.
John Johnson, she was
coach,
awesome.
They go to the same Chili's we go to.
No, they don't. They don't go to Chili's.
Oh.
Cody, coach, they dip their chili just like we do, coach.
Coach, forget.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure I've seen some athletes. I don't know who they are,
no,
but they're
haven't.
Just big. They look different.
It's
like,
okay. You don't know the who's who or the what's what.
Coach, and
just because you see a big
I'm
man
like,
walking
come
down
on,
the street,
this dude's
not-
big. He's in shape. Like, obviously, he's an athlete. Probably a Titans. We're going down the same water slide at the Y. You know what I mean?
Coach, but he's a line chef at Burger King. I mean, how just because he's a big dude? I mean, he likes eating fast food. That doesn't mean he's
not
a football
fat,
player.
Coach. In fit.
Oh, I thought
now,
you were
Tannehill,
saying like, overweight.
Tannehill was out with the Titans in the doing tornado cleanup.
That's awesome.
My friend, he was at a barbecue shack, and he was right behind Tannehill and his wife.
At
They're
barbecue?
ordering ribs, coach, just like us.
Wait, Tannehill ordered ribs?
Yeah, ribs.
Where at?
Edley's?
Martin's.
Okay.
Martin's.
With the one where?
Here around downtown, right?
Wow.
Yeah,
Martin's. Really?
Was he wearing a jersey?
No, he's just chilling, man.
Did he have a new contract in his back pocket?
Nope. Didn't ask.
Did he say anything? Did he get a picture?
I know what he drives, though.
What's he drive?
A Rover.
Of course
what color?
He does.
I don't know. White, I think, maybe.
Hey, when he paid, did he go, tighten up?
When they said your total's $25.32, they say, put it on the Titans tab.
Oh,
did he say
maybe.
That?
Maybe. No, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't know. But, coach, what I'm saying is Tannehill today could be Brady tomorrow.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Good
and
insight.
Then, coach, you Vrabel. Coach Vrabel has.
When have you ever seen Vrabel out?
On TV, coach. He has a
on
local
TV.
He has a local TV
he has a
show.
Local TV show with a news anchor, and they talk about X's and O's for an hour. That could be Brady here on the podcast. at Al Dean's.
Because Brady does do a local hit with the radio station in Boston.
There you go.
He could.
They're like, hey, you've been doing that radio hit with the Boston. We have a new hit. It's called the Sore Losers Podcast. This is going to be your weekly hit.
It's really cool, man. There's a guy, a sports genius. There's a guy that really knows nothing. And there's a dude that gambles.
He comes
and there's
here.
A guy that makes just comments out of his butt. Like, he just makes up stuff and just says it.
There's one
he says,
guy,
squirrel her ass.
Squirrel her ass.
The lighting's a little poor. It's not the best studio. Like
there's
you're
boxes.
Used to
it's more like a storage unit. Like, I mean, there's boxes all in here to the ceiling.
I brought Sore Losers Locks in here. I mean, you think listening to this podcast.
Did you do a podcast with him?
No, he explained
what he looked like.
I understand, but I saw that you thought he was hungover, but you brought him in here, but you didn't record any audio with him?
Coach, he was hungover as a pirate.
Doesn't matter. You couldn't sit down for 10 minutes and talk to him?
I didn't want it to just be me and him.
Why not?
I can't carry a show.
Oh,
yes, you.
Dang, dude, that was the most personal thing ever. Like you got your feelings hurt on that.
One other person.
You had Locks. That's a two person conversation.
Coach,
it's not that hard.
Locks does Excel spreadsheets. He's not necessarily a podcast expert. I didn't know what kind of talent he had.
It doesn't matter. Listen, it doesn't matter what kind of talent they have. You just talk, and it's a conversation.
So don't get mad at him. It's okay.
I hit up Eddie.
He obviously feels like he's inadequate to do a one-on-one podcast.
This dude hit me up the day after the birds, like, hey, you going to come up here and do a podcast with Locks?
He gets scared.
Like, he thought I was going to leave the
hospital. What do we know about Ray? He gets scared.
He does get scared. But he actually thought I was going to leave the hospital with my 12-hour-old son and come up here and do a podcast
with
Locks.
Recorded a podcast on New Year's Eve. Anything's
possible.
That's
different. No.
Can we talk about Ray's demeanor in the delivery room?
Oh, guys. So this was unbelievable. So I thought we had hours to go, and we were going to do a little bit of audio, some stuff in the room. They brought Chick-fil-A, and literally we walk back there after eating our Chick-fil-A. We'd been gone for maybe 10 minutes. And the doctor comes out and goes, it's time to push. And Ray turned into a freaking ghost, like white, and he was scared to even say hi to my wife.
Coach.
He was hiding behind the curtain.
He had his hands in his pocket, like, you know, back a little slunched over and kind of just backing up towards the door.
Coach, there are experts in there, doctors, medical professionals. I felt in their way, and I felt your wife didn't want me to see her in that vulnerable position.
No, her legs weren't open. She was just laying there in a bed.
She was just laying with a blanket over her.
She was about to give birth out of her butt. I didn't need to be there for that.
It's not her butt.
It's not her butt. Hey, tell you, it did not come out of her butt.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. It does not come out the butt. Hate to break it to you. It comes out of a different area.
Her mouth.
It doesn't come out of her. Well, I mean.
Okay. It was really funny to see
that. It was so funny. And then the doctor. You talked to the doctor.
I thought it was the nurse the whole time.
Yeah,
and that's sexist.
Excuse me?
I knew it was a doctor.
No,
I saw her.
I didn't think it was. She was the doctor.
That's sexist.
The doctor.
Because she came out and I go.
She was just joking. I agree, and I go,
yeah. And Eddie goes, they don't joke. And she goes, no, I joke, but I'm not joking this time.
I mean, I got my arm around her, giving her a little noogie on her head, like thinking she was the nurse.
The best part
that's
is.
That's the thing, these young guns from Vandy, dude. You think they're just
a young
nurse?
She must have been 25, man.
She was a seasoned doctor.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was in the military. She's great. Anyway, so I call my parents because they're at home with the other kid. And I'm like, hey, it's go time. You guys need to get to the hospital. And when the pushing only goes for 30 minutes.
That's crazy, dude.
And the baby's out. We spend some time together. And I go out to make the birth announcement, like if it's a boy or a girl. And I walk out to the waiting room and my parents aren't there yet.
It's
There are just five strangers sitting there.
No.
People he doesn't know.
The in-laws.
It's a boy.
Some guy's like fighting with the vending machine trying to get his candy bar.
Hey, it's a boy.
The in-laws are there, and my sister-in-law are there, and my parents aren't there
Where
yet.
Where are they? Looking for parking.
Nashville
parking.
Traffic.
Coach, parking was a bit.
No.
Yeah, because you park at one hospital, do a cross bridge to the other hospital, then you got to go down four elevators.
Coach, we had no idea. We parked and walked straight into a cafeteria.
Yeah.
No, the kitchen, not even like
Oh, yeah, you walked into that Subway. I know what you're talking about. You parked in the other side.
No,
but
we were at Baptist.
I
thought we were at Seton.
So I call my dad, and I'm like, where the hell are you? Oh, sorry. We
I got hungry.
Is that it for your to-go order, sir?
Would you like to upsize that? I'm like, what the hell are you at? Like, I mean, come on. He said, did you want a toy with that Happy Meal?
Would you like to supersize that?
I'm like, Dad, I'm having a baby. He goes, oh, yeah. I said, well, the baby's out. You need to get here. What had happened was they had to wake up the kid from the nap, throw him in the car, and they had to get some snacks for him out of the pantry. And as my dad's loading,
it takes 2 minutes.
I understand.
Yeah, so we're at 30 seconds.
Okay. As they're loading the car, my mom goes, hey, we got to lock the door. And my dad goes, here you go. And he throws her the keys. He threw them on the damn roof. He threw them on the roof of the house.
Dude, what God, is this?
This has got to be a made up story that he told
I
you.
I am not joking.
I bet you he was like, you, me, a house by ourselves.
Let's get it rocking.
Real quick. Hey, smash cut. Next thing you know, it's an hour later. Oh, crap.
No, he threw the keys on the roof. And so then he's like, what am I going to do?
What is this, America's Funniest Home Bloopers?
So he tells my mom, get on my shoulders.
Oh. This is how it starts.
And my mom goes, no.
I will not.
Get the baby.
I will not.
We need another
So foot. Then.
He gets the baby on his shoulders.
He pulls out a chair from the front porch, trying to reach him. Nope.
Oh, God.
Goes to the neighbors, gets their table, stands on the table, gets up on the roof to get the keys.
Wow.
So and that's why they were late to the hospital.
So they finally got the keys.
Finally got the keys.
So Pops wasn't a quarterback, huh? I mean, but he overshot his receiver by 10 feet.
I thought he works on houses. He's never get on the roof.
Well, he has a ladder.
Oh. Good point. If there's somebody to throw keys on a roof,
I mean,
and
the
get
dude
up to
works
roof,
in houses every day.
But you think just because you work on a house, you can magically get on a roof, you idiots?
If we lost audio, I would be the guy to find it. I'm an audio guy.
He looked at my mom and said, get off my shoulders. And she said, you lost your damn mind.
Yeah, that would, I mean, probably would have hurt him.
Probably would have hurt him. Yeah. I mean, how funny is that? You see, I mean, the kid's in the car already, strapped into his car seat. Neighbors are walking by, and my mom's on my dad's shoulder trying to get the keys off the roof.
I love that your mom said no. God, I love her.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
Stop. You and my mom is just weird.
What are you talking
the
about?
Obsession.
I think she's cool.
So did they make it in
and
time?
Well, then they finally got there, so I got to come out. I had to stop. I couldn't do the announcement because I had to wait for them to get there. I couldn't have the in-laws know before my parents, so I said, I'll come back when they're here. And I went back in the room, and then I went back out. And
so your parents missed the delivery.
Yeah, they missed
it. They weren't even there.
They weren't even there. They were too busy getting the keys off the roof.
I mean, do you need to be there for it?
Well, you could.
I mean, who do you want really in the room? Just you, your chick, and
the doctor? No, not in the room.
No, they weren't in the room.
But at the hospital.
In the hospital, so I can come out and share the exciting news.
You come out, it's a boy, and there's only one dude at the vending machine.
You can tape delay it.
No, but I didn't know they weren't there. I thought they were there because I gave them plenty of warning, and I go out there, and I'm like, it's a... Where are my parents? They're like, oh, they're not here yet. And it's so then I had to.
Where is my dad?
It's about to be announced. It's about to be announced.
So that was that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is hysterical.
So we're catching up on you, right?
Yes.
Let's move on to Tornado. And we talked about it.
Okay.
We so talked about it a little bit.
We You guys called me.
Yes.
And you guys thought I was joking. You thought, okay.
I didn't think you were joking. I just seen news stories and pictures, and it was like, okay, there is a building there that we all know. It's a pizza place or whatever, and I see it. It's damaged. I did not realize, however, how close the damage was from you.
Yes, we're talking five houses.
Very, very, 100, very close.
100 yards, maybe 150 yards. Total destruction. Like those houses, five houses away, were totally destroyed. And
well, real quick, when you have a coach, Ray, when you have a baby, a newborn, and you're bringing them home, yeah. it's hard. It's hard. You know, you want to keep everything clean. You want to keep the baby safe, and you want to be quiet. You don't want to wake up the baby. Try to get the sleeping pattern right. And this dude already, that's stressful enough.
Yes.
And then a tornado's coming your way.
Yes.
In the middle of the night, you get the sirens go off, and you think, oh, whatever, they've gone off before, no big deal. Then you see the Twitter account, this weather place that my wife follows. That
Severe Weather, Nash.
Is that what it's called?
It's pretty money.
Incredible. They said, confirmed tornado on the ground, East Nashville, 5 points. Well, that's a mile from my house.
Yeah, that's where you go to, like, after UFC fights.
Yes. That's where the bars, and we go pick up pizza from over there, and we go to restaurants over there.
The fights were fun. You want to go get drunk at Five Points?
He does
go,
dude.
So we're like, oh, crap. We scoop the 10-day-old baby, run downstairs, grab the one-and-a-half-year-old, and get in the basement.
And you didn't have a basement.
It's an unfinished basement. It's like a crawl space, but he has access to it from inside his house.
Yes. Yes.
You have a man cave down there?
No, Coach. It's unfinished. It's just dirt and cinder blocks.
Oh, okay.
And a couple of paint cans.
Crawl space.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I call it, crawl space. And you're like, wow, you survived the storm. Stressful. Then you wake up. Well, I mean, I didn't go to bed for like 4 more hours after that, so I got like 3 hours of sleep. And your house is okay. Your fence is down. No big deal. But you walk to 5 houses, and you see the total destruction. And it hits you like how lucky you were and how, I mean, just crazy it is to have 2 kids, a 10-day-old kid in that, like.
10-day-old, yeah.
Like how close it was and like what we would have done. We didn't have power for a few days, so we had to stay at hotels, and that was just stressful. I mean, we were lucky because we still had a house to go to, but we didn't have power, so it was still stressful on us trying to manage 2 kids, a newborn, like. Going to hotels and living out of living out of a bag, and it was such a long, hard week, but it was so incredible at the same time to see my neighborhood, how many people immediately were out there helping everybody, carrying chainsaws, dragging trash, asking people, you know, and if people weren't helping like clean up debris or tree branches or cut down
it'd
stuff.
Be a mess.
Well, not only that, but they were walking around with wagons. They'd made, you know, hundreds of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and they were giving them to everybody that was volunteering. Hey, you need something to eat. You need some water.
You grab a couple?
Yeah.
Coach, when we were going for our walk, a lady, I was just walking the neighborhood, and a lady comes up to me in a wagon. She's like, would you like some water? And
you're like, no, I wasn't affected.
I was like, what kind of candy do you have?
Oh, God. No,
yeah.
One guy had a beer cooler outside of his place. He goes, grab a beer, but also grab a water.
No, people were drinking. No, they were offering beers, shots of whiskey. They had everything. And it was amazing to see the neighborhood, how many people were out and about helping in any little way.
Yeah, it really
kids
was.
That didn't have school, they were out there handing out, you know, the sandwiches. It was so stressful. It was so hard, and it's so hard to look at my neighbor. Like, still, there's streets that are shut off, and people that don't have power, and of course, people that don't have houses. And it was really crazy. It was very stressful and overwhelming, especially with 2 kids and one having a newborn.
Crazy, man.
And Eddie came over and saw the damage and was just like,
I just didn't. I like I said, I didn't realize how close it was to you. The fence, you know, we laughed about the fence a little bit. How we're like, okay, Coach, I went to your house. That fence was already leaning over.
Yeah.
No joke. This fence, like the posts that hold the fence up, snapped from the bottom.
Right.
You know how the force that thing had to snap a big 4x4 post. Mm-hmm. All of them. All the posts.
Just
snapped them.
Snap, snap,
and,
snap.
And you're talking about a fence that is 3 feet away from Lunchbox's wall, like from the wall of the house. And it's crazy, dude. His next door neighbor had a beam.
Yeah, a beam comes shooting through their roof.
His next door neighbor.
Dang.
You know what I mean?
And what's crazy is they didn't even know the beam came through the roof because the storm was so loud. It went through the roof, through the upstairs, and down into the downstairs bathroom, and it stuck in the wall. And they didn't see it until the next morning because the storm is so loud and their stuff. And so they had no idea that had happened until the next morning. They walk in that bathroom like, whoa, where'd this come from? Then you go out and there's a hole in the top of the roof where it came flying through.
Mm, crazy, man. Like, I had no clue. And I just walked that neighborhood with lunch thinking and coming back to his house and just being like, dude, you are so blessed. You're so lucky. I mean, I've never seen a tornado in my life. I've never seen destruction like that in my life. And then to have it be that close to Lunchbox?
It was a weird time. So it was an exciting time to have the new baby. We were so pumped. And then it was just so hard and stressful and the impact on our neighborhood and just the community.
Did you hit the group text message back, our show group text message
yeah,
from
said,
the morning show?
We're okay. I said, my house is okay. And that point,
because at night, too, like,
you can't see everything.
You don't even know what's
happened. You don't know. You have no idea.
Like, we bombarded Lunchbox with questions because you wonder. You're just like, when did you know it was safe to leave the house? What did it sound like? What made you think, oh, crap, we got to go downstairs? You know, and one thing Lunch told me that was amazing is his dog.
What was the dog doing?
Freaking out. My dog freaks out with storms.
So you knew something
was he was waking us up already, but I thought it was just a thunderstorm. Because we had been watching The Bachelor earlier in the night, and they were saying severe weather, blah, 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 but they were saying Kentucky, Kentucky. They never mentioned Nashville. So we had no worry about any tornadoes or tornado watch, anything like that. And so we were just like, okay, you know, like it's in Kentucky. Like that's not going to affect us any. And boy, did it, I mean, it changed, I guess, in the middle of the night. And I mean, the sirens worked because the sirens are really loud and we woke up. But at the same time, and I talked to, you know, people that were, their houses were destroyed. And they're like, but we hear the sirens. And we're just like, oh, you know, sirens, you know, no big deal.
Yes.
And literally, after we looked at that weather Twitter that Ray said, 10 seconds later, it was on us. Like, I mean, that quick. Yeah. And whew, it was quick.
Ray, it's like if part of your apartment complex got hit, but not your building.
Right.
That's how close it was to Lunch.
Yeah.
The reality of it is just insane, man. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then we wondered, too, we were talking, too, like, I wonder how long it's going to take for the neighborhood to rebuild itself. And just by me looking on a Saturday morning, you know, like the amount of people helping, and this is the thing, too, is right now it's fresh. Right now there's a lot of people talking about it. It's still in the news, so there's a lot of help.
It's going to fade.
But next week, 2 weeks, no one's going to talk about it anymore. People are going to forget to go help. So I think it's important for us, like in the community, to just remember that this is going to go on for months and months and months. So.
Also, though, the farther you get down the road, the less you can do because I can't build a house.
That's right, what I'm saying. There's some skills you got to have to go into these neighborhoods.
Well, in the beginning, no.
In the beginning,
all you're doing is ripping, you're piling up trash, debris, you're helping people
You're cleaning.
Yeah, you're helping people pack up their belongings, pick, you know, unloading, you know, like furniture that survived, you're loading it into trucks because eventually they're not allowed back in their house because it's unsafe because it's going to cave in or if it isn't already just, you know, like there's walls missing so you can still save some stuff. Like yesterday's goal in the cleanup was tarp as many houses as possible because
we're supposed to
get rain for the next 8 days straight.
Right.
And so they're trying to save as many houses as possible by putting tarps over them. So that was all day yesterday was putting tarps on people's roofs. It's wild. Wild. Sports-wise, I that was weird. Like, my brother would call me like, oh, what'd you see in sports? I'm like, nothing.
No, on Saturday morning, it was just like, hey, is Kansas play? He's like, yeah, I think they play at 2. I'm like, Lunchbox thinks Kansas plays at 2? Like, that's crazy.
They played at 1.
They did. You had it wrong.
Yeah, I had it wrong.
Because there's a lot going on in your life.
So much going on. It was like, because I didn't even get to, like, senior night when they played TCU, I didn't get to watch. I mean, I had no idea they won. You know what I mean? Like, I had to look up the next day to see if they won because cell phone service in my neighborhood is spotty.
Coach,
everything's
you knew
down.
They won. It's Kansas basketball, baby. That's your number one, baby.
They are going to be number one, number one.
Number one, number one, one.
Number
baby.
One, number one. Probably win the whole thing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, listen, guys.
Hey,
listen.
Ibuka won it for me. Come on.
Hey, does Sosa come back?
He was back. Nice. He was back Saturday, good. But he didn't play.
Did he sit on a chair? Or what do you do?
He held the chair.
Okay.
That's his punishment. Bill Self makes him hold the chair instead of sitting on it during the game. Like, he doesn't even get to sit down.
Okay.
Jerks. Vin, did you watch any XFL? Please,
no, Coach, please, I'm over it.
Please don't.
You're over it.
Yes.
Okay. There's a clip up there.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. This is Josh Johnson.
Who is that?
He plays quarterback for the LA team.
No, that's a normal question. Please ask it.
Well, he
Josh Johnson?
He was.
What's his number?
7, maybe. 7. Okay. I don't know. I just made that up. Okay.
What's Tom Brady's number?
12.
Right.
He played in the NFL for a year. You know, he's been in the NFL, back at quarterback.
Ocho Cinco.
No, Josh Johnson.
Okay.
So this is him after he throws his 4th touchdown of the night, yelling at his offensive coordinator.
It looked like Josh made the call. It looked like he was making a phone call.
Coach, y'all doing way too much arguing and complaining. Call plays. Stop that. Stop it.
He's saying that the offensive coordinator and someone is arguing too much, and they just need to call damn plays.
Okay. Coach, you can't continue like this.
What's the next audio thing? Them going to the bathroom?
No, but I love it. This is the stuff I want to know about.
That's not happening in the NFL. Hey. No one is going to Belichick or Norv Turner and be like, yo, hey, yo.
No, they do. They yo, yell
Norv,
at you.
Norv, shut up.
No, you see them yell at each other on the sideline. You're always wondering, like, what are they saying? Like, oh, Joe Cinco getting mad at, you know, the coach or – and I always wonder what they're saying. This, the XFL is so smart, they let you know, hey, this is what they're saying.
Hey, no, all these people, though, are on level ground to yell at each other because they all failed at getting to the NFL.
Yeah, that's the thing, Coach. That's the thing.
You're a sucky quarterback. Well, you're a sucky coach.
Coach, there is respect in
this
the NFL.
This is the XFL. You're a sucky kicker.
In the NFL, there is respect. Quarterback, you've paid your dues. You've won Super Bowls. You are the best of the best. I can't tell you crap. Coaches, you're the one of the best coaches in the NFL. I respect you. Anything you tell me, you prove to me that you can win games. Coach, in the XFL, like, F you. What have you done? What, did you take out the trash this morning? Yeah, exactly. I did too. Guess what? Oh, where'd you buy those pants? Yeah, me too. Target. Uh-huh. That's where. No respect.
The fans are all fighting with each other. You're not even a fan of a real
team. Shut up.
Why don't you root for the Texas Rangers in this ballpark in Arlington instead of an XFL team?
You know what they should do? Every game they should allow a fan member come suit up and play. Coach, it's the same quality.
I already started doing it. Have you seen some of this play calling?
But it's working. There are fans
there.
What's
working?
The XFL.
Hey, I will give them props. They're on Fox. And they get legit announcers. They had Kurt Menefee.
Sounding right now, that's what I sounded like in college, these dudes. Or were those announcers or just the...
No, it was like coaches.
Oh, they were the coaches.
Yeah,
okay,
and
okay.
The player. And they got legit sideline reporters. I mean, they're fine with that. But I bet Fox, I bet it was a thing where they'd do paper, rock, scissors. Like, hey, who's going to call the XFL game? Okay, paper, rock, scissors. Menefee?
No, I think it's good because they want work year-round. Like, one of the worst things about working just football is like, oh, man, I only work, what, six? Oh,
that'd be awesome.
6 months
I'd
out of the year.
I'd love to work six
You're
months out of the year.
Howie Long ain't doing right now?
He's not.
Terry Bradshaw ain't
he's
doing
He's just chilling.
Hey, I saw
But they're not announcers.
Guys, I saw Terry Bradshaw last week.
Where?
At the Opry. Wow. Just walking around, dude.
You got a picture, right?
I didn't want to bother him.
Whoa, because remember when I saw Urban Magic Johnson and I got a picture?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Coach, he was wearing his usual little black button up, you know, real long and loose, bald head, like walking around, just being Terry Bradshaw. I'm like, holy crap, that's freaking Terry Bradshaw. Unbelievable.
You didn't get a picture for the gram?
No, I didn't even talk to him.
Oh, smart. Yeah, respect him so much you don't get a picture or talk to him.
Yeah, I mean, don't even take a picture from across the room. Who gives a damn?
I didn't want
to
bother
Somebody ran
him.
Up to The Rock in traffic and got a video with him.
I don't
want to
bother
him. And you wouldn't go up to him at the Opry?
Mm-mm.
Coach, he's there to get pictures
with
people.
No, he's not.
Were people taking pictures with him?
Nope.
I bet they were.
I didn't see anyone.
If you go to the Opry, CNBC, it's cool coming up to you. That's what you're there for. You're meeting people. He was singing or whatever he was doing. That's when people are coming up and taking pictures.
You know what I noticed? He wasn't that tall. I was taller than him.
No. Okay. You didn't see Terry Bradshaw.
Okay, Coach.
Coach, he was there. He performed.
You saw you didn't see
Terry Bradshaw.
Sang country music.
You sure that wasn't Grandpa Papa?
No. It was Terry Bradshaw. And Coach, I mean, he's not that tall. I don't know if he's always been short or the older you
Maybe
get, the
shrunk.
Shorter you get.
You sure that wasn't little Jimmy Davis?
rest in peace.
I mean, it's crazy because Terry Bradshaw, according to his Wikipedia, is 6'3".
Got him.
So Eddie was taller than him.
He was not that tall, I'm telling you.
Got him with the facts.
You believe everything you Google?
Yeah.
Don't. He was not
that
tall.
It's on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I think Bones took a picture and look it up, and I think Bones is taller than him in the picture.
Man. I mean, they do lie on their height a lot, like when they go to the combine.
And salary and weight and everything.
I don't know about salary. Like if they salary get, is, you can look,
look
that up.
Look, man, I fluctuate weight so much that if I Googled weight and they had me at something, I bet you it wouldn't be my real weight.
Well, probably not, because weight is something different. Height is not something you fluctuate when
but
you're...
But they do put weight on there. Like
Wikipedia
you...
asked me the other day for your weight.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we haven't had any weight update lately.
How does that work? You can literally put whatever you want on that page?
I guess. I've never really tried Wikipedia.
What do you mean? You've never Wikipedia'd anyone?
Not really.
You're a bit stupid right now. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Everyone has Wikipedia'd someone.
No, I don't really... I don't go look at people's height and weight. I don't.
No. Like if you're just like, oh man, I don't
like
know.
Like the only thing I Wikipedia is I have players. Like I want to know where they're playing now. Like former college basketball players that maybe didn't make the NBA.
Wikipedia.
I just, I just Google where the, you know, and it goes to Wikipedia, tells me where they're playing. I don't read it in detail, so I don't know how it works. If you can just edit however you want, but I believe you can. I can go on Terry Bradshaw's right now and say, actually, he's not 6'3" because my friend Eddie saw him at the Opry and was taller than him, and Eddie's 5'10".
Do it. I'm not 5'10", I'm 5'11".
Oh, my bad.
I'm telling you, man, he was not that tall.
Okay. I'll believe you. But, yeah.
Dang, dude. That was a lot.
Yeah, man, we've been doing 20 minutes. Ray goes, man, I'm going to miss these 20-minute episodes when Lunchbox comes back.
We don't have the backbone of sports to talk. So all me and Eddie would do is talk horse racing, talk racing the dogs.
Oh, did you see the robbery at the horse track?
Yeah. No, tell me more.
Quarter of a million.
Tell me more.
They took $260,000 in cash from the horse track in New York.
That's what? Which one? In your Yonkers?
I don't know.
It was one of the racetracks.
Coach, that's probably why. I played Yonkers this weekend, and it was paying nothing.
Because they didn't have any money to give out.
Dude, they don't even have the dollar to give you. I won Yonkers. They didn't even pay me the dollar.
I put $2 for number 3 to show, Coach, and it showed, and I got paid 10 cents.
Hey, how long have we been doing this podcast?
51 minutes.
Okay, I'll save this some stuff for tomorrow.
Okay.
I got some stuff for you guys.
You bet Yonkers?
No, not Yonkers, but Dak Prescott, the Cowboys have offered him over $100 million guaranteed.
He wants more.
Billy told me.
He wants more. And they're going to give it to him.
Yeah, because the Cowboys are a bunch of beep.
What? What does that mean?
And then, hey.
Whoa, audio.
Hey,
whoa.
Hey. Then, remember our boy Parlay Pats?
Oh, he's back?
I got a story that's going to blow your mind about Parlay Pats tomorrow.
Wow, I can't wait, Coach.
Come on, I'm ready to get blown.
Oh, you're going to get blown. You're going to get blown.
All right, we're done.
I mean, it is crazy. Remember the hashtag, sore losers
shotgun.
Sore losers madness.
Oh, madness.
Yeah, we got to set up this.
One more time.
Sore losers madness.
Hashtag sore losers madness.
Yep. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Do we need to do that too, or we're automatically in?
For the 10th time, you're already in the tournament.
And then we have to make our picks by Thursday?
No. God,
I'd like to give my first pick over the air, Michigan State, to win it all. Cassius Winston.
Please do that.
All right.
Please do it.
Here's my thing. Eddie, you need a lock, right?
Yes. Bad, Coach. I've had a bad 3 weeks.
I need you to look up tonight's game, Nuggets and...
NBA, Coach? I don't know.
No, Nuggets, Bucks. Tell me.
Excuse me?
Nuggets, Bucks at Denver. Give me that line.
Interesting.
Nuggets and Starbucks. Hold on.
Come on.
Nuggets, Bucks, 5.5 Nuggets.
Man, listen, the Bucks just got blown out last night by the Suns.
So you like them now?
Did Antetokounmpo even play?
Exactly right. I love the Nuggets tonight.
Oh my
Giannis is out again. They're on the road back to back. They played, I believe, on Friday. This is 3 games in like 4 days.
It's probably Nuggets -6. Then
they're going to be exhausted.
So you're saying go big on this one.
Go big on the Nuggets.
Here he goes with his traveling tips again. If they go time zones, he gets scared of them. Okay.
Nuggets -5.5.
Oh, my. I need to work for Vegas. I said -6. I was off by 0.5.
He just said that before you said it.
I just told you the line.
Oh. Like 30 seconds ago, he said it, and then you go.
Why are you still in depth in your computer? I thought you were still searching.
Coach, Nuggets -5.5.
Gotta love them.
Now, I normally bet a dollar. You want me to go big?
Yeah, how much? 2?
I can go 3.
What about Houston? Bet them, dude. They've been getting beat by 30 every
game.
They're
getting blown out.
Like, they look horrible.
There's only 3 games tonight. Houston's not one of them.
Oh.
Who are the other ones?
Charlotte, Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one to watch.
Over.
Well, I can get that one here because on Fox.
Yeah.
And then Toronto and Utah.
That's a good game.
Parlay it with the day baseball game.
Yeah, bet spring training games. I mean, oh my gosh. Yeah. Woo! All right, let's get out of here. Sorry, guys, to keep you so long. Tomorrow will be great. We got Dak.
Dak's coming on the show?
No, we're going to talk about Dak and 100 million parlay pats.
Love it.
Hey,
Coach, welcome back.
Man, welcome back.
I'm glad you guys are safe.
Mad respect.
And I'm glad your baby's good and healthy.
Thank you.
What's his name again?
We'll try to keep it to 30 minutes tomorrow.
What's the baby's name?
We'll try to keep it to 30 minutes tomorrow. Sorry, guys.
We're out.
Oh, I know what it is.